Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, y'all. It's Watt Harris here with another Panther Rants podcast. You probably just heard part of my XM radio there for a minute as I'm getting myself adjusted. It's traffic, and I feel, acquainted to do a little podcast today. Although I try to do at least two a week now, just to put content out. So let's get to it. This isn't really a recap. Well, kind of. So the aftermath of what happened with Pitt, there's still more going on. You know, for one thing, they're working on Phil Campbell, a redshirt freshman at running back. Obviously, he's had some experience there. And I guess the issue, supposed these backs are having is being able to get to the holes. And, obviously they're getting some happy feet going through there, as some may say. Given the evidence with Jordan Whitehead, where he just took the ball and just ran right, just ran like it was nothing, like it was no big deal. So, obviously, Pitt's obviously staring. They're at a 2-4 record, and they're staring at a losing season right now because they're 2-4, and they got 6 games left to go, and this next stretch of games isn't any easier. Obviously, with these first 6 games, you would have hoped Pitt would have been at least 3-3 or 4-2, but that didn't happen. Now they're 2-4, and the rest of the season is looking bleak, and it looks like the staff is kind of in desperation, and they're looking to see what other things they can do to make this season work. Well, let's be honest. Do they really have to have a bowl game? Is it really that important for them to finish the season? I mean, if they're going to finish 6-6 and get some sort of blowjob.com bowl game, then the Pitt fans will barely travel to because they won't care. I mean, is it worth it? Well, it depends. It depends if it's building towards next season. I mean, don't piece things together just so you'll miss a bowl game so you can get the bowl on your resume. Because let's be honest, Pitt hasn't won a bowl game since the Bowling Green game, which was the Little Caesars Bowl. That's the last bowl game they won. So it really wouldn't matter anyway, because they don't win their bowl games anyway. But for me, let's look at Michigan State last year. They finished 3-9. And this year they're 4-1, and they just walked in the big house and pulled off a big win. They pretty much took the pride away from Jim Harbaugh. Now this year, last year 3-9, they're 4-1. Now they're in talk of contending for the Big Ten title this year. I don't think that's possible, but you never know. But 3-9 happened from last year, and obviously whatever they did last year, built into next year. Maybe that's what you want for Pitt. You want Pitt to do something where, hey, we may not make a bowl game, but if we can build some momentum for next year, let's do it. because look at if we're looking back, way back, let's look at year three of Dave Wannstedt. Pitt finished off 5-7, I believe. And it was a bad year. It wasn't that great of a year, but if you look at that team, they weren't that bad. Actually, they were good. The defensive line got better. It was a lot stronger because, you know, they brought in Buddy Morris, but they also, the talent was up, was developing. So defense got better, and you could tell by the West Virginia game how better it got, because they could never catch West Virginia in the 2 years previous, in those two meetings. You know, Pitt had all those plays covered with Pat White and Steve Slayton, but they couldn't catch them because they were too fast. Year three was a much different story. And yeah, Pitt did make a bowl game. If Bill Stahl would have not been injured, Pitt probably goes to a bowl game. But LeSean McCoy was there. I mean, the nucleus was there for that run that they had. And they should have won the Big East the next year. You know, they won 9 games. And they won 10 games the year after that. Both those years they should have won the Big East and just came up short on both of them. Thanks to Brian Kelly and Tony Pike. So, I mean, these next 6 games, what we're looking for now is just momentum to next year. I mean, if it's not a bowl game or a winning record, at least you're seeing something, because, you know, the defense looks like it's starting to take shape. It's getting, you know, it's actually progressing. But what's hurting us right now is it's the offense. You know, for one thing, we have nothing at quarterback right now because Max Brown's hurt. By the time he got some momentum, he got hurt. We got Ben DiNucci, who's obviously not the solution either. I thought he was, but more like fool's gold. There's Kenny Pickett, who just, you know, we had to burn his red shirt. But we also got Tom McVitie, who, I may have butchered that pronouncement, but whatever. My apologies. You wonder what's going through his mind, because everyone, it's DiNucci and Pickett conversation, and he's not in it. So what's he thinking? Is he thinking it's no big deal, or is he thinking, hey, they're not mentioning me or acknowledging me, what should I do? Should I hang on? Or, you know, I had some offers coming out of high school, and there's plenty of decent programs in Ohio. A lot of MAC programs are really good. Maybe I can go somewhere else and, you know, be a starter and have a better, you know, more playing time. So you wonder if that's going through his head or not. But the next few weeks, it'll tell us something. So that was that. Of course, we only got to year three of Paul Chris, which was our 6-6 season. And, you know, after that, Pat Narduzzi rolled off, you know, 2 9-win seasons. Well, actually, no, I take that back, not 9 wins. Was it 9 wins? It was more like 8 wins. Back-to-back 8-win seasons. But still, I mean, last year Pitt was staring at a losing record. And then Clemson happened. And, you know, after that, the team picked themselves up. But, yeah, if they would have had a defense that year, they would have definitely won more than what they had. And that always seems to be the story with Pitt football. Like I said in the last podcast, we never have all the pieces when we need them. But if we're taking bets, obviously, you want to lay a lot of money on a losing season for Pitt, because it's going to be very hard for them to win four games with what they're being handed. Unless they find some magic somewhere. One thing for certain is they're going to need to do something with the ground game, and this is why the staff's doing it. They're trying to salvage something. And to be honest with you, maybe it's best for them now to look at all their options. If you're having a losing season this year, let's look at the options. Let's look and see what we can do, what players we can move around that's going to work. I mean, let's play at the roster a little bit. You know, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, Dave Wanstead, you know, his tenure has done that before. I mean, for one thing, he moved Shane Murray to linebacker, which didn't go over too well, but actually when Murray was healthy, it worked out. He actually did a decent job. And he also moved another player who was a walk-on to linebacker. I forget, his name escapes me. All I know is he had long hair, and he didn't do all that bad. So right now, I think Pitt's number one priority is not to make a bowl game, not so much to salvage the season, but salvage the rest of the direction where this program is going. And this will be a good time to do that. So I really wouldn't look at these next six games as anything bad at all. It's going to look bad. So, you know, let's be honest. But if it sets the tone for next year and years beyond, by all means, I'll welcome it. Because look what happened with year three of Dave Wanstead. Heck, look what happened in year three with Walt Harris. Pitt went 6-6, 2-9, and 5-6 in his third year. In the third year, again, they should have won more games. But Walt played around with the quarterbacks a bit too much and created a lot of uncertainty, because they were off to a decent start, and Walt played with the QBs a bit too much. And finally, by 2000, he finally settled on a starter, and they went 7-4 that year. Actually, 7-5. I'm sorry. But, you know, the tone was set after 5-6, you know, that they were going to have a decent season next year. But that 7-win year, they should have won a lot more games than what they did. They lost a heartbreaker against Syracuse. Virginia Tech was another heartbreaker. They took out Michael Vick in that game and still lost it. That's pretty much the life of a Pitt fan. And they dropped their occasional what-the-fuck game against North Carolina. Excuse my language, people. But yeah, Pitt was always known to drop one of those what-the-bleep games. But, you know, it set the tone for the rest of the program, because they won. They should have won more games in 2001 as well, and it's because Walt overthought himself. Tried to go to a spread and, you know, he should have really took a long look at his player, David Priestley. I mean, he wasn't bad, but getting him to process the spread offense, it was horrible. That Miami game I was at, they burned a bunch of timeouts because they just couldn't get their act together. Then finally, after a 1-5 start, he decides to make a change. He goes back to the old formula. It's like Coca-Cola. They switch the formula. Go back to the old one. And then finally they roll off a six straight win. What was it? Six straight wins? Yeah. But yeah, that season set the tone for the rest of the year, because Walt won a bunch of games and eventually got picked to a BCS bowl game. And of course, you know, we decided to go with Dave Wanstead to take us to the next level. And he recruited like hell, did really well with his recruiting. But then he decided to strip the whole thing down, build his system, and of course we went through three consecutive bowl-less seasons. Yep. You know, and But eventually it worked out. He rolled off the next three years. He was 9-4, 10-3, and then 7. Actually 8-5, but he was really 7-5 because he got fired after the season was over. But still, that team, you know, in his last year, they weren't too bad. The talent was there. It just, quarterback position wasn't great. And just a lot of things just fell apart for them. You know, and of course they could have won. And what was sad about it was they were still in contention for the Big East title, and they just couldn't beat freaking UConn with Zach Frazier. Sad. Oh, I can't believe I said that. Oh well. But I guess I'll close it here because I'm just going to ramble on and on and on. But, you know, just to recap what I've been saying, Pitt's obviously trying some things to salvage the season. If they don't win a bowl game, if it sets a tone for next year and the program in years beyond, I'm all for it. Let's take these next six games and see what they do with it. See what the coaching staff can do. See what works. Move players around. If you know they're not going to get playing time for a while, if you can utilize them in some way, do it. And if it works, you know, if it works out, hey, we'll be a lot more happier next year. If it's not this year, if we, you know, want to boo-hoo and be all pissed off for the next six games, which is going to happen, we're all going to be miserable and we're going to be the brunt of old jokes. But what's, I mean, as Pitt fans, what else is new? Nothing's ever new with us with this type of stuff. So, all I can say is we're going to take it just game by game and just look at all the bright spots that possibly, you know, can develop. Because, I mean, for one thing, if you look back at what happened, like I said, in year three of Dave Wannstedt, year three of Harris, you saw that. I mean, you could probably say the Paul Chris's last year too. He was year three. You saw how good that offense was, and how good it could be. So, oh well. I'll close it here. So, enjoy the rest of your week. And I'm sure I'll be on later to when I'll record later this week. We'll talk about the doom and gloom of what's going to be the NC State game. So, oh well, hell to Pitt. Bye.